The proposed fee for senior exemptions is at $100 in a draft ordinance circulated as a starting point in the discussion this winter. Local resident Barbara Fish thought the fee was a good idea, but not that amount.
I think that the cost of producing the card should be covered by a fee. I think $100 is too high. I think that $50 would be closer to the cost of producing the card, and I don't know what that cost is, but I don't think it's $100 a card. And if something also should be added, maybe that it is based on income or a lower income person, you can waive the fee. If that could be written into the ordinance, that's another possibility.
The community of over 3,000 people has more than 550 seniors who have applied for and received a card to avoid the borough's 6% sales tax. Borough officials say that number is growing as more people in the community reach retirement age. Finance Director Jody Tao reported 60 new cards issued in the past year alone. Borough Assembly Member Jeff Mucci has been leading the discussion on the new fees.
It's a tough process. Mm-hmm. I mean, my intent is not to burden the people of the community who can't afford it. I mean, but I'm just trying to sort out the details to see if we can sort it out at the assembly level.
Mucci wondered if the fee could be waived for low-income seniors using an application already in place for a discount on utility bills. Tao thought that could be done. She estimated the cost of issuing the cards, leaving out about 150 low-income seniors, would be around $60 a card per year. Seniors would have to apply annually and pay the cost of the card each year. Past cards have been good for 3 years, but the borough started issuing a one-year exemption card for 2018. The group discussed waiving the fee for low-income seniors, but they also continued to explore the possibility for a ballot question to limit the exemption itself. Here's Chelsea Tremblay with Jody Tao responding.
Going out and making basically a moral argument of, like, you know, if you want this town to be successful in 50 years, we need to find a way to limit this.
Well, and we need to find that. And it's true. Like, you're absolutely right. That has not been on the ballot. Just limiting it to low-income people.
Yeah, so that's a very different conversation because that's always been the thought that people have had of knowing that there's people on fixed incomes in town who are seniors, and that's kind of who a lot of people vote for when they go to the ballot with that question.
Meanwhile, the borough's harbor master, Gloria Ann Wallen, thought the exemption should end.
We've got to figure out a way to do away with it because that number is growing. The number that's paying taxes is dwindling too because people are leaving town and it's getting completely unsustainable.
The city council in 1980 created the senior exemption, quote, with the intention of alleviating financial hardship and recognizing the valuable contributions which the senior citizens of Petersburg have made and continue to provide, unquote. The borough's charter requires any change to sales tax exemptions be approved by a public vote. Attempts to change or limit that and other exemptions have been mostly voted down, sometimes overwhelmingly. Voters have agreed to end the exemption for alcohol and tobacco purchases and also approved a residency requirement. A question to stop issuing those cards in 2019 went down in a landslide in 2014. The Assembly can approve a fee for issuing the exemption cards, however, by ordinance, and that could be in place for the following year. Meanwhile, the group also discussed a $5 a head fee on cruise ship passengers. The draft ordinance is based on a fee charged in Juneau, and Finance Director Tao reported on the capital city's use of that money.
Whereas we're talking about $35,000. They're making $5 or $6 million a year, and they use it for things such as additional police, hospital support, because they have a few broken hips every week from passengers on the cruise ship, things like that, downtown restroom maintenance and supplies, downtown sidewalk cleaning and garbage, harbor operations, visitor center building maintenance, transit bus service.
That $35,000 is the most Petersburg could hope to collect from the $5 a head fee if all of the 116 boats scheduled to visit this year are filled to capacity. So it could be years before that fee built up enough money for any major projects. Again, here's Assemblymember Jeff Mucci.
In the day and age where we're looking for new revenue stream, $35,000 isn't a big chunk, but it's a start.
Yeah. Mucci does not think an additional $5 a passenger will discourage people from visiting here. Viking travel owner Dave Berg, who's also an agent for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, had some ideas for use of that money.
I think that if we were spending things on or spending money on access places like Juno's doing with downtown, not payphones necessarily, but rest areas or an area out on Dock Street, for instance, that would have a covered approach so that people could, while they were waiting for a bus, they wouldn't be standing out in the rain. You know, those types of things are certainly within the realm of acceptable uses of, money that is going to come from those passengers.
Ultimately, it would be up to the assembly during the annual budget process to decide on how to spend the money. Petersburg's draft ordinance would only apply the fee to ships with more than 20 passengers. Berg hoped that Petersburg's fee would also be charged to ships that didn't dock in downtown harbors but dropped passengers off elsewhere in the borough, like the Kuprinoff dock. The harbors already charge boats for each stop, between $250 and $500, depending on where they tie up or anchor. That amount's expected to increase, along with a 12% across-the-board increase in moorage fees planned for the fiscal year that starts in July. The passenger charge, like the senior exemption fee, could come before the assembly in an ordinance sometime this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.